mind, a couple of people messaged me and said, why don't you do it? So I'm going to do it. Yes. Lesser known holiday destinations that may turn out to be excellent in 2024. I'm happily going to bring some of those to you in the second hour of the show tonight, as well as talking about Prediction Master and as well as filling you in on the results of the intense debate and continuing to play fantastic music. So, yes, don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com. Also available on mixcloud.com if you want the video feed into the studio. And you can ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Now, let's whet your appetite with a couple of potential unusual holiday destinations you may not instantly consider. I know what you're thinking. I haven't got loads of money. I'm going to not travel very far. You think Spain, don't you? Maybe you think France. Maybe you go a bit crazy and think south of France. And then further afield, if you still want sun, maybe you think Greece. Maybe you think Mediterranean, you know. Here we go with some alternative, lesser chosen holiday destinations. What about Albania? A hidden gem along the Balkan Peninsula, according to one website. And it's just 3 hours flight away. You can have city breaks there, beach getaways at affordable prices. Yes, it has shimmering waters, white beaches that wouldn't look out of place in the Caribbean. You can get involved with water sports galore. You have plenty of cocktails to sun loungers at holiday destinations. There's a beach called Kasamil, and it's not very busy very often. So, yes, it's known as the Maldives of Europe, apparently, Kasamil Beach in Albania. And, yes, inland you can go to the Albanian Alps. You can take a fairy tale journey through Valbona and the Theth, I haven't got a lisp, Theth Valleys, that's T-H-E-T-H. There are UNESCO-listed towns, enchanting bazaars, and you could go on a city break to Tirana. So, yeah, it's well worth checking out if you want a relatively cheap holiday that will still be exciting. Albania, Kasamil Beach, and Tirana for a city break. There we go. See, you learn stuff by tuning in to the show that goes like this. Always happy to provide you with information that may be of some interest. Right, we are still playing music that links to planning a vacation, and this is the last one before we start thinking about croissants. Somehow I have found music that links to croissants. Before that, though, planning vacations, here are the Kinks. We're clearly planning a vacation in Waterloo. Bit weird.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Kinks and Waterloo Sunset. Fabulous stuff. That is the last track that links to National Plan for Vacation Day. We've got four more holidays to celebrate in the second hour of the show. National Croissant Day, International Hot Air Balloon Week, Meat Week, and National Prune Breakfast Month. I'm going to enjoy bringing you a track that links to that. I'm probably going to wait till right at the end of the show. Anyway, hopefully your 30th of January is still treating you fabulously, and maybe you're planning a vacation. And even though I'm moving away from that musically, still happy to give you some ideas about places you may not have considered. What about, we talked about Albania, Albania's neighbour, Montenegro, showcases some of Mother Nature's best work, according to this website, has deep canyons, towering mountains and soft, sandy beaches. You can jump back in time through the cobbled streets of Kotor and the Venetian houses of Budva. Pull up a chair in a cozy al fresco cafe or snap a profile picture in the piazzas. Had to be careful with that one. I thought they were promoting pizza for a minute. You can explore ancient cathedrals and interesting museums that bear all about Montenegro's maritime past. You can hike from Tivat to Gornja Lastva, where you'll be rewarded with breathtaking views and lovely churches. Or you can get your adrenaline pumping at the beaches, water sports from kite surfing to paragliding, water skiing. So the Regent Porto Montenegro is recommended. You should visit the Lipa Cave as well. Again, around about 3 hours flight away, and has the euro as its currency. Did you know Montenegrins are the inhabitants of Montenegro and some of the tallest people in the world, with an average male height of 6 foot exactly and an average female height of 5 foot 7. In the UK, the average male height is 5 foot 9 and women is 5 foot 3. Craziness. There we go. Don't say you don't learn things on the show that goes like this. More unusual holiday destinations coming later. In the meantime, we now somehow need to link to National Croissant Day. I know what you're thinking. There aren't any songs that talk about croissants. Of course not. We're going to be creative, aren't we? Oh, yes. Do you know it already? Just from that. Now, whereabouts in London would croissants be made? I know what you're thinking. In various establishments all across London. Don't be ridiculous, Ben. Yes, of course, but if you had to pick somewhere, you'd want it to be Baker Street, wouldn't you? Forget your Sherlock Holmes. Who needs super sleuths?
Winding your way down on Baker Street, light in your head and dead on your feet. Well, another crazy day. You'll drink the night away and forget about everything. This city desert makes you feel so cold. It's got so many people, but it's got no soul. And it's taking you so long to find out you were wrong when you thought it held everything. You used to think that it was so easy,
give up the booze and the one night stands, and then he'll settle down in some quiet little town and forget about everything. But you know he'll always keep moving. You know he's never gonna stop moving, 'cause he's rolling, he's the rolling stone. When you wake up, it's a new
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the classic Jerry Rafferty and Baker Street. Yes. Now, another potential holiday destination that's not too far away. Everyone likes the chance to visit the Greek islands, don't they? Plenty of choice out there now. There used to be ones that were more popular than others. I'm thinking Corfu. But people now frequently go to ones like Santorini, Mykonos, Zante. Spetsis, my mum and dad went to a few years back and absolutely loved. But there's a new kid on the block in terms of Greek islands people want to visit. Mylos. Mylos. Volcanic rocks paint the beaches red, pink and orange. According to this website, photos don't do the island justice. It has to be seen to be believed. Well, I've seen a photo of it that they've provided and I can believe it. That's all I'm going to say. But there is plenty of adventure awaiting you in Mylos. Christian catacombs, Venetian castles, stories of pirates, highlighting its varied history. What's that? Stories of pirates? We can always talk about stories of pirates. Anyway, you can embark up the hills to Plaka, P-L-A-K-A, Plaka, to discover all of the island's best features with cosy tavernas, filing out into the streets and incredible sunset views. And Mylos has over 70 beaches to choose from. And ferries can go out to the secluded Kymelos and Poliego islets. There are crystal clear waters, so it can be a snorkeler's paradise among deep-set caves and rocky sea floors. 3.5 hours away, the Greek island of Mylos. Happy to recommend. There we go. We might do one more unusual holiday destination and then move on to other things. Now, I know what you're thinking. I'm in France. I want a French croissant. I'm at a baker's, a boulangerie. What do I ask for? It's hopeless. I can't speak French. I know what you're thinking. Ben, I was expecting a cleverer link to croissants than you actually come up with. My answer to that is tough. Sometimes there are tenuous links, sometimes there are brilliant ones. Deal with it the best you can. Enjoy that flaky pastry and aerated bread-based delight.
Sucking around, you made for me. How am I gonna step?
Phoenix FM.
Girls Aloud and Can't Speak French. I know what you're thinking. It's nearly 20 past seven. Ben, what the hell has happened to Prediction Master? Don't panic, lovely Leg End listeners.
Prediction Master.
Very dramatic jingle, that, isn't it? But anyway, Prediction Master with another success last week. I think, I will have to go back and check, but I think it's 7-3 in terms of correct predictions versus incorrect predictions now. Prediction Master on fire. Not literally, that would be awful. But, yes, Prediction Master last week said, with the second round of the Carabao Cup semi-finals still to be played, the final would be Chelsea versus Liverpool. I know what you're thinking, it's not that difficult a prediction, but let's remember the first legs of those semi-finals saw Chelsea lose to Middlesbrough, at Middlesbrough, and Liverpool narrowly beat Fulham 2-1. And then, I think it's fair to say, Chelsea trounced Middlesbrough in the second leg, and Liverpool didn't trounce Fulham, didn't they draw with them? 1-1, so came through with one goal advantage. But correct from Prediction Master, it was a Chelsea versus Liverpool final that has developed. So fantastic. So what about tonight? Well, the Premier League is back tonight. Rare for a Tuesday evening. Five games tonight, five games tomorrow in the Premier League. I tried to pick one of the most difficult ones to predict the score. Aston Villa versus Newcastle. Anything could happen. Aston Villa were phenomenal before the winter break. Have they gone off the ball? Will they stay phenomenal? They are much higher up the league than many would have anticipated, and Newcastle would have expected to be doing a bit better than they've been doing. Yes, they were ravaged by injuries, but can they fight back at Villa Park this evening? Has Kieran Trippier been unsettled with talk of a move to Bayern Munich and then it being denied? Will he be as fabulous as he's been for them, although he was having his struggles before the winter break? So what could happen? Prediction Master is saying neither a home win nor an away win. He's sitting on the fence and going for a draw. Aston Villa versus Newcastle in the Premier League tonight kicks off at 8:15. Prediction Master is saying that will be a draw. Now, you know, you can say it's difficult predictions or not, but I tried to find one of the most undecided games, really. One of the most difficult to predict. So I've gone for it, a draw between Aston Villa and Newcastle. You will have to see whether I'm right on next week's show, where we'll find the results of that and a new prediction from Prediction Master.
Prediction Master.
And we're now moving away from worrying about tracks that link to croissants. It was a struggle, I won't lie. It's considerably easier to find tracks that link to International Hot Air Balloon Week. You can just play Four Non-Blondes.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Deeper than I can't feel higher.
done to get up that creepy healer of hope for a destination.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Four Non Blondes with What's Up. Linking, of course, to International Hot Air Balloon Week. I've got plenty more of those kind of tracks to come. But feel duty bound to tell you, you've only got about 20 minutes to vote in tonight's intense debate. The poll that is running on the Twitterverse or on X, at Ben Sim Radio on that social media platform, and then it's a single click or tap to cast your vote, simply asking, do you support the latest train strikes, yes or no? And we now have 29% of the vote saying yes and 71% saying no. If you feel strongly, cast your vote. It's very easy, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or X, single click or tap. It will be the top thing at the profile there. Get involved. Why not give it a repost or a retweet so more people can vote? Please get interactive on the show that goes like this. We absolutely love it when you do. Plenty of tracks then to link to International Hot Air Balloon Week. What could be coming next? Where do hot air balloons go? Here are the Saturdays. The Saturdays and Up. And yes, you've got about 15 or 16 minutes left to vote in the intense debate tonight. Do you support the latest train strikes? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter to cast your vote. Now then, lesser known, lesser chosen holiday destinations. We've already talked about some. What about if you want to go a bit further afield than the Greek islands or Albania or Montenegro? Well, what about the Americas? So, everybody's heard of Cancun, of course, but if you follow the coast south from Cancun, you'll find Mexico's hidden gem, Tulum. T-U-L-U-M. Tulum. Despite lacking UNESCO status, it is full of well-preserved Mayan ruins and beautiful landscapes, but it still has a modern vibe, with many luxury, all-inclusive resorts lining the white, sandy beaches. Tulum is one of the best spots in the country for Mayan ruins, some of which are considered the most important in Mexico. The Mayan ruins of Coba span across two lagoons, inviting visitors to climb the biggest pyramid if they're brave enough. But you can still make the most of year-round tropical temperatures. And the closest city... Tulum is the closest city to the Sayan Khan Biosphere Reserve, which is filled with monkeys, crocodiles, tapirs, giant land crabs, marine life and more. Or there's the Grand Cenote, one of the best spots for snorkeling along this stretch of coast. So yes, it's recommended to visit between December and April. It's a 10-hour flight time away, and the local currency is the Mexican peso. Tulum in Mexico, lesser-known holiday destination. See, I've brought you interesting info if you'd yet to pick your holiday for 2024. Could you squeeze in a visit to Tulum before April? It's recommended you go between January and April. Not recommended by me, recommended by the website I was looking at. I'm not going to share it with you. You can do your own research. But you may want to try some of the destinations we've talked about tonight. Albania, Montenegro, the Greek island of, Milos, wasn't it? Yes. And then Tulum as well, not too far from Cancun in Mexico. Well worth a look. Right, it is International Hot Air Balloon Week, as well as National Croissant Day, National Plan for Vacation Day, and National Escape Day. It's also Meat Week and National Prune Breakfast Month. Tracks to those still to come, and we've still got balloon-related music. This is one of the easier ones. Here's Nena.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn. One by one, they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by. We'll be right back.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
10 minutes left to vote on the intense debate running tonight. Do you support the latest train strikes? Yes or no? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. That was Nena, of course, with 99 Red Balloons. And I still want to squeeze in 5 tracks before I leave you tonight. Is that possible? I believe it is. And here comes another one very shortly. They're all linked at the moment to it being International Hot Air Balloon Week. All week this week, you can fly your hot air balloon into other countries. I don't know if that's true. You better check. Do you have to let somebody know, some kind of authority know? I would imagine you do. Anyway, in the meantime, we're going to get the next track ready, lined up, playing. A bit like Baker Street earlier on. Quite a long intro. Do you know what this is already? I'm impressed if you do. It links to hot air balloons. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's Tuesday, the 30th of January. Hope you've had a lovely night so far. It could get even better, yeah? Who knows? You may hear fantastic music that you love on this programme. You may stick around for Rob Harvey with Synth City coming up between 8 and 10 this evening. And you may just love listening to Phil Collins. Who'd have known Phil sung about balloons when he penned In the Air Tonight?
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Well, if you told me you were drowning,
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
The fabulous Phil Collins and In the Air tonight. There then. Well, somehow, I'm going to be leaving you in 16 and a half minutes. Absolutely ridiculous. It's flown by for me. Hopefully it has for you as well. We've squeezed in Celebrity Birthdays, Scott Fish, Prediction Master, an intense debate, loads of ridiculous holidays and loads of fabulous music. But I've still got more I want to squeeze in. And of course, we've got one more left that links to balloons. Yes, still tracks about meat to come. And somehow, tracks about prune breakfasts. You have to have been here from the start to fully enjoy the full experience, I believe. But yes, hot air balloons go up, hot air balloons come down. We've talked about balloons. What's something tragic that can happen to balloons? When they go bang, yes, more than one, bang, bang, absolutely terrible.
Queen Nikki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse, and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing.
Jessie J, Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj with Bang Bang there. That's the last balloon-related music of this show. And somehow still got to squeeze in three tracks before I leave you, some of which are related to meat and some of which are related to prunes. It's ludicrous, but it usually is on the show that goes like this. Anyway, I'm going to speak less and play more music. So, related to meat, there's one obvious artist you have to play. Unfortunately, I don't know if he ever went to a market in Wuhan, but let's not dwell on that. It's Meatloaf. It's Bat Out of Hell.
Stop, I'm just screaming, and the fires are howling way down in the valley.
fire tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was stopping the foam and the heat. There's gonna be some light, but I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell. The intense debate has finished for tonight. Do you support the latest train strikes? Final votes, 27% say yes, 73% say no. It got more overwhelming as the show went on. There we go. So yes, 23% yes, 27% yes, sorry, 73% no. One of the biggest results, I would say, in the intense debate over recent weeks. So there we go. We're going to have a penultimate track that links to Meat Week. and then a fabulous track to play us out, of course, before Rob is in with Synth City from 8 o'clock. But penultimately then, here's B.B. King.
Farmer Brown was taking the air. Locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house, something stirred. When he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You are stomping around and shaking the ground, kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay, ground to dig, and worm to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, it ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble up and hit the hay. It's a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worm to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, it ain't nobody here with us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble up and hit the hay. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Phoenix FM.
B.B. King, Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. Fabulous stuff, I'm sure you'll agree. Well, we've got one track left and we've got to sum up the entire show. What on earth has happened tonight? We did celebrity birthdays. We found out Scott Fish is otherwise detained because he got in trouble researching the traitors. Prediction Master has said Aston Villa versus Newcastle, which will kick off in about 20 minutes' time, will be a draw. And the result of the intense debate, do you support the train strikes? Overwhelmingly, no. They're going on all week, aren't they? It's been National Escape Day, National Plan for Vacation Day and National Croissant Day. All week it's International Hot Air Balloon Week, Meat Week, and all month it's National Prune Breakfast Month. Thanks to everybody who got involved interactively with the show that goes like this tonight. How on earth can I find a track suitable to play us out that somehow links to prune breakfasts? I think I'll give it a go. And don't forget, after me at 8 o'clock straight away, Rob Harvey in with Synth City. So keep it here on Phoenix FM all throughout your Tuesday night. Here are the Lars with There She Goes.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.